1. China.
Did I tell you I'm going to China on business? I have to buy some gifts before I leave.
Good idea. What are you going to bring?
I was thinking of bringing some handkerchiefs. They're colorful, beautiful, also lightweight. I don't want to carry anything heavy.
I don't think you should give handkerchiefs. They aren't good gifts in Chinese culture.
Why not?
A handkerchief is a symbol of saying goodbye or ending a relationship.
Saying goodbye?
Yeah, like when you're going away and people are crying, so they need a handkerchief. Actually, I've heard that one of the best things to give is a dinner. Not a present, but a big dinner. It's good for business.
2. Argentina.
I'm going to Argentina to do a homestay, and I need to bring some gifts for my family. Did you know that in Argentina you should never give clothes unless you know the person really well?
Don't give clothes? Why not?
Clothes, even things like neckties, are too personal. Only good friends give clothes.
Huh? I never thought of a tie as being personal, just uncomfortable. So what are you going to bring?
I don't know. Maybe a plant or something for the house.
3. Italy.
Hello. I'd like to buy some flowers. I want to give them to a friend who's from Italy. How about those? About 10, I guess, please.
Ma'am, I don't think you should give 10 flowers. In Italy, even numbers, 2, 4, 6, and so on, are bad luck.
Even numbers are bad luck? Okay, I'll take 9 flowers then.
4. Japan.
May I help you?
I'm going to stay with a family in Japan. I need to get something for them.
Pen sets are always a good gift.
Oh, that's a good idea. Let's see. Here are some sets with a pen and pencil, and bigger sets with 4 pens.
You said you're going to Japan?
Yeah.
Don't give a set of 4 pens, then. In fact, don't give 4 of anything.
Why not?
The Japanese word for 4 sounds like the word for death. It's bad luck.
Thanks for telling me. I'll take the pen and pencil set then.
Good choice. These sets make very good gifts. After all, pens write in any language.
Yeah, right.